Three, two, one. Athletic director, football head coach Brett Dial got to play a little scrimmage tonight.
Yeah, it was a good time. We just tried to give our kids, you know, everybody here in the town, it looks like, you know, just a little bit of normalcy. And to come out on a beautiful night like this and get to compete and watch the kids play, I think it was good for everyone.
How's it gone?
It's these kids just they battle all the time. I mean, they've had, you know, bad news to them, you know, that things getting canceled and pushed back, and they still show up about three times a week. You know, we still work out. We've never really stopped. I mean, they just keep coming. And you know, they've got a lot of resiliency, and, you know, I think this team's going to be very mentally strong. I think physically we've made a lot of improvements, and we saw some big plays tonight for the first night out. It was a good time.
You know, you got a few weeks, till March?
Yeah, I think it's like 5 months, right, before we play. So it's just weird, you know, to be out here on a September night. You know, it would be week four, and, you know, we're 5 months away from playing. But, you know, it was for one night, it just kind of felt normal. I told the guys, you know, even today when I woke up, you know, I kind of had that game day nerves. You know, it was awesome. I kind of forgot what that felt like. And, you know, it was great to be out here and to get a taste of it.
Coach, there's a couple of rallies taking place on Saturday around the state. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I wish, you know, everybody the best. And I really think that what needs to happen is that people need to get together and talk. And it doesn't seem like the state organizations, whether it be the IHSA, the IDPH, the governor's office, nobody wants to sit down and come up with a resolution. And, you know, I think that's part of the problem in Illinois is it's just a constant guessing game, and it wears on people. It's exhausting. And, you know, I think if anything, the rally is just an attempt for people to get together and just get some answers. And even if it's the answers we don't want, just communicate a little bit and give us some kind of hope of, you know, how we can progress forward. I mean, they've got all these guidelines and all these rules, but, you know, what they've left out is how do we progress to the next step? I mean, if we're waiting for, you know, zero the positive rate to get to zero or a vaccine to be great, well, we're going to be waiting a while. I mean, it just doesn't work like that. And, you know, it's just frustrating, I think, for our kids, for our fans. And you can drive 30 minutes, you know, to the south, 30 minutes to the east, and people are playing. You know, and you turn on the TV this weekend, there's going to be colleges playing, and Sunday NFL's playing. But for some reason, you know, we're sitting here on an island in the middle of the country, and it's more dangerous here for some reason. I don't understand. And, you know, I think that's really the point of the rally is just, you know, give us some answers.
One last question this week. IHSA expanded the number of games that can be played for winter sports. How's that fit in with the Carterville schedule? Any changes?
I think we added five games this week. So instead of having just two-game limitation in a week, now we can play a third, or really even more than that, but we won't play more than three in a week. And we added I think it was four games. We added four games the last 2 days, and we'll put them into our schedule, and I think that one's up to about 23 games, which, you know, the normal max for the basketball team is 31. And when you take out the three tournaments, we're right about right. You know, as far as our dates are concerned, how many days we're playing, it's about normal. So I think that there's some good things that are going to happen here, hopefully in the winter. And, you know, once this thing starts, you know, once we get into the basketball season and football and soccer and volleyball and all that, it's going to come fast and furious. And I've just been spending a lot of time making sure that we're ready to go once things open up.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks, bud.